Proverbs chapter 8, then beginning at verse 12. This is God's holy word. I, wisdom, dwell together with prudence. I possess knowledge and discretion. To fear the Lord is to hate evil. I hate pride and arrogance, evil behavior and perverse speech. Counsel and sound judgment are mine. I have understanding and power. By me kings reign, and rulers make laws that are just. By me princes govern, and all nobles who rule on earth. I love those who love me, and those who seek me find me. The grass withers and the flower fades, but the word of our God stands forever. Friends, whom do you love? Whom do you love? I'm sure lots of answers may come to mind, but our text tonight compels us to ask each one of us, do I love wisdom? Do I love wisdom? We can put that in different ways. Do I love wisdom? Do I love the Word of God? So if you love wisdom, you'll love the Word of God. Do I love the Bible? Do I love the one who is presented in the Word of God, the wisdom of God himself, Jesus Christ? Do I love Jesus? You know, no one is born into this world loving wisdom. Our text in Proverbs 8:17 says, I love those, wisdom is saying, I love those who love me. No one is born into this world loving wisdom. That has to be our starting place. Proverbs 22:15 says, folly, foolishness, is bound up in the heart of a child. We're born foolish people because we're born in sin. No one is born loving Jesus. The Heidelberg Catechism in question answer number 5 reminds us that no one keeps the law of God. In fact, we are all prone to hate God and our neighbor. No one is born into this world loving wisdom or loving God. So when we think about our love and God's wisdom, we must remember that if there is any love in our hearts for God's wisdom, if there is any love in our hearts for the Lord Jesus, God put it there. His love is always preemptory. It always comes first. This is love, 1 John 4:10. Not that we loved God, but that he loved us and gave and sent his Son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins. So when wisdom says, I love those who love me, can never be a reason for pride that we would say, well, I love wisdom. Never a reason for pride, but rather a cause for thankful humility. Do you love wisdom? Then why do we so often choose folly? Why do we so often choose what is foolish instead of what is wise? Every sin we commit is a denial of love. The Bible says, Deuteronomy 5:10, God says, he shows love to 1,000 generations of those who love me and keep my commandments. And Jesus says in John 14, verse 15, if you love me, you will obey what I command. Love is shown in obedience. And so we see that our love is given if we have it in our hearts. Our love for wisdom, our love for God, our love for Christ is given by grace. And it is often grieved by sin. Yet the true believer does in his heart of hearts love. The true believer does love wisdom and love Jesus. You remember what Peter had to say after his denial, Lord, you know all things, You know I love you. You know, when wisdom says here, I love those who love me, remembering that that is a gift of God's grace, remembering how so often we sin against that love. When wisdom says, I love those who love me, you read those words and you think, oh, this is an equal situation here. I love wisdom, wisdom loves me. We're on the same level here. We're on par. It's never a quid pro quo. It's not an equal arrangement and exchange. When we love Jesus with the love that we offer him, so imperfect, so fickle. When we love Jesus with the love that we offer him, he returns our love with the only kind of love he possesses. His love. Divine love. Perfect love. Unchanging love. Unending love. What an inequality there is here in these words. When wisdom says, I love those who love me. And we think of the kind of love that we bring. Then when we begin to see the kind of love that wisdom is and has in the Word of God and in the Son of God, the Lord Jesus Christ. What an amazing thought. All the love, all the care, all the blessing and beneficence of wisdom is there for those who love her. Proverbs 4:6. We considered this months ago. Do not forsake wisdom, Solomon said. She will protect you. Love her, and she will watch over you. Do you love wisdom? It will show. It will show. Imagine, boys and girls, a young man who says that he loves a young lady. I won't use any names tonight. You don't have to worry. But imagine a young man who says he loves a young lady. But then you're speaking to this young man and you ask, he's there alone somewhere. You ask, well, where is she? I don't know. Well, do you know where you can find her? No idea. Well, tell me a little bit about her. What's she like? I'm not really sure. Would you like to go meet her now? Or maybe later. What would you think about that young man's professed love of this young lady? You'd have some serious questions. That's not the kind of love that's very believable. Do you love wisdom? Well, this verse tells us that gracious love, love that's been given in the grace of God, obedient love, disproportionate love, is also a seeking love. I love those who love me, and those who seek me find me. You see, there's the proof of the love. It is a seeking love. Isn't true love always a seeking love? God loved his people from all eternity in Jesus Christ. And what did that mean? The Son of God came to this world to seek and to save that which was lost. True love seeks. We see that in Jesus Christ. And here you see we have to see that in our own lives when wisdom says, I love those who love me. And it asks, do you love me? Wisdom is asking you tonight, do you love me? And whatever we may quickly respond to that and quickly answer that and give the right answer because we're in church, Here's the test. Do you seek me? Do you seek me? Why do we need to seek wisdom? Does God delight to hide himself from us? Does our Heavenly Father distance himself from his children? Well, no, in fact, it's quite the opposite. It's not him, it's us. Even as believers, those remnants of sin and foolishness lead us away from God. The child of God needs, by God's grace, to deliberately orient his life toward God and his word and his wisdom and seek it. The seeking described here has an intensity about it. The NIV here in this place, other places it doesn't do this, but here it just says, those who seek me, find me. But the word has an intensity to it. The King James says here, translates, I love them that love me, and those that seek me early shall find me. Many other English translations, even the New King James Version, it's a place where they have sought to amend the translation, translate it, seek me diligently. Diligently. This is not a half-hearted, listless, complacent desire for wisdom, for God or the things of God. The verb in the original is in an intensive form, but the word itself carries passion. The word translated as early in the King James is translated that way because this word in other places means the morning, the dawn of the day. Genesis 32:24, Jacob was left alone and a man wrestled with him until the breaking of the day. It's the same word here. That you see, that sense of very early in the morning lent itself to the word having another common meaning, earnestly, diligently. You see, that explains how can one translation say, seek me early in the day, at the break of day. Another translation say, seek me diligently. Well, you think about it for a moment, you see how those things go together. If you love something and are diligent about something, you know what it's like. You can hardly sleep. You get up before the alarm clock rings. That's why some of you young people can hardly stay in bed on Monday morning to get back to your studies, back to school. You're up early, and there's a diligence and an earnestness because of your love. I love those who love me, and those who seek me diligently will find me. It's no coincidence that so many men and women of God have expressed this earnest seeking for God and his wisdom by an early seeking, meeting with God before meeting with anyone or anything else. Psalm 5, verse 3, my voice you shall hear in the morning, O Lord. In the morning I will direct it to you and I will look up. Isaiah 26:9, with my soul I have desired you in the night. Yes, by my spirit within me I will seek you early. I've mentioned this before. A.W. Tozer, in one of his books, has a chapter called Following Hard After God. This is what he writes. Come near to the holy men and women of the past, and you will soon feel the heat of their desire after God. They prayed and wrestled and sought for him day and night, in season and out. And when they had found him, the finding was all the sweeter for the long seeking. I want deliberately to encourage this mighty longing after God. The lack of it has brought us to our low present estate. The stiff and wooden quality about our religious lives is a result of our lack of holy desire. Complacency is a deadly foe of all spiritual growth. Acute desire must be present, or there will be no manifestation of Christ to his people. I love those who love me, and those who seek me find me, says wisdom. So how do you seek wisdom? What does it mean to seek wisdom? Where do you seek wisdom? Where do you find wisdom? Well, you find it in the Word of God, in the Bible. Jeremiah 8:9 describes the opposite case. The wise will be put to shame. They will be dismayed and trapped since they have rejected the Word of God, the Word of the Lord. What kind of wisdom do they have? That's the question. If you reject the Word of God, you're not opening up your Bibles. God says, what kind of wisdom do you have? It's a rhetorical question. You have no wisdom. Wisdom is to be sought in the Word of God. We seek wisdom when we sing psalms. Colossians 3:16. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly as you teach and admonish one another with all wisdom as you sing psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs with gratitude in your hearts to God. Do you want to seek wisdom? Because you love wisdom, sing the psalms. Sing the psalms. Boys and girls, learn the psalms. God gave them as songs to help us remember them. You remember way more songs in your head than anything else, don't you? God built us that way. And we seek God's wisdom when we sing the psalms. We seek wisdom in public worship. When it says in Psalm 63 that we sang at the beginning of worship tonight, O God, you are my God, earnestly I seek you, same word, it's Proverbs 8:17. In verse 2 it says, I have looked for you in the sanctuary to see your power and glory. We seek wisdom in the public worship of God, in the word, in prayer, in sacraments. In Psalm 73, when the psalm writer, is wrestling with understanding the world around him, why do the wicked prosper? Why are they always healthy and happy and rich? And he's wrestling with this. He doesn't understand it. He needs wisdom. And we read in Psalm 73, verse 17, until I entered the sanctuary of God, then I understood. Then I understood. God reveals his wisdom to his people when we gather for public worship. We seek wisdom in prayer and meditation, based on the word, but our own prayer and meditation. Again, later on in Psalm 63, that begins with this earnest seeking after God. Verse 6, on my bed I remember you. I think of you through the watches of the night. As we pray and meditate on the word of God, wisdom is being sought. I think we can seek wisdom in the counsel of godly family and friends. Proverbs 13:10, pride only breeds quarrel, but wisdom is found in those who take advice. And all this love-inspired seeking is rewarded, isn't it? I love those who love me, says wisdom. And those who seek me, what? Find me. There's the promise. Those who seek me, find me. Jeremiah 29:13, God says, you will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart. Jesus said in Matthew 7 in the Sermon on the Mount, ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you. Have you found wisdom? Wisdom says here, seek me. Those who seek me, find me. Have you found wisdom? You know, sometimes I speak with people and I hear them say, I've been seeking. I've been asking. I've been knocking. But not finding. You know, there may be different ways to answer that question, depends on the person who's asking it. But you know, not infrequently, when I've met with people and they've said that, I've been seeking but not finding, often the truth is rather, what they have found has not been to their liking. They found the wisdom of God. God has revealed his truth to them in the Word. He's revealed Jesus Christ to them. And it's not to their liking. And so they say, well, I've asked and sought and knocked, but not found. Wisdom says, I love those who love me, and those who seek me find me. Well, we come full circle. Do you love wisdom? Do you love Jesus Christ? There's a serious warning in the Bible if that kind of love is not in our hearts. 1 Corinthians 16:22. If anyone does not love the Lord, a curse be upon him. But there's also a rich blessing revealed in the Word of God. John 14:21. Jesus said, whoever has my commands and obeys them, he is the one who loves me. And he who loves me will be loved by my Father. And I too will love him and show myself to him.